Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. It's Wednesday. We got a little bit of rain. Did a storm scare everybody away? No. Just a drop of rain. So how many people did their homework? Does anybody remember what that was?
Genesis 39 to 50.
Yes. And you did it? Was it a blessing or what? What a blessing. Genesis 39 through 50, talking about Joseph. So, since you didn't do your homework, we're going to do some jumping jacks. I'm just kidding. But this is Bible study, is it not? So make sure that you're taking notes and doing the homework. All right, I won't get on you too bad. All right. Well, tonight, we're going to pick it up with a message. Now, get the title of this message. It's entitled, Making the Rest of Life the Best of Life. Amen. Isn't that good? Making the rest of life the best of life. So if you would, stand with me. We've got two little short verses that I would like to read. The first one is Psalms 90, verse 12, and Matthew 6, 33. Psalms 90, verse 12, and Matthew 6, 33. It'll be a blessing to you. So if you stand with me in honor of the reading of God's Word. And it reads this way. So teach us to number our days. Why? That we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Well, that's a message right there, isn't it? Now, Matthew 6, 33. This is Jesus talking. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's pray. Our Father, it's truly once again we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, just thanking you for this hour of learning tonight. Lord God, we ask right now that you just prepare our hearts to receive your word, that we may give you the glory. For us in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You've probably heard the adage, you're never too old to learn. So that's what we want to talk about tonight. As we looked at Psalms 90 verse 12, it says that the Lord may teach us to number our days. What is he saying here? He's simply saying that we recognize how few our days are and that we may use them wisely. Now, the good news is that Jesus Christ told us how to make the rest of life the best of life. He told us in Matthew chapter 6, 33, where he says to seek first the kingdom of God. So what this is simply talking about is priorities. What is your priority? Think about that. If you look at your activities that you do throughout a day, what are they based on? Do you get up and read God's Word?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.